don't deliver, but he just, he said today he's going to vote against us. That's on television tonight. He said he's going to vote against me. But I'm not fussing. I'm not fussing about that. All I'm fussing about is don't vote against himself. Don't make these other 48-9 states feel like that he not only wants to seat himself, but he wants to determine who else sits in the damn hall.
Well,
now, that two at large, that's not any of his prerogatives.
Now, Mr. President, I talked to him. When this first thing first came out this afternoon, and I told him he didn't understand it.
I called Dick Russell before it came out.
And argued with him about it.
I
wish you would call me, so I could have alerted him in advance.
I wish I could have. When they called me, I was the meeting security council. I walked out, and I listened to it, and I thought it sounded all right to me. I didn't see where it took a right of the state of Mississippi. It didn't take a single person. It gave them everything. Before I went back in, I thought, well, I better check my judgment, because I've been there for 20 years, 15, 18 years in the Senate, and I know somebody that knows more about the propositions and rules and votes than I do, and I'm not any expert parliamentarian. So I picked up phone call to Senator Russell. I said, I won't tell any human being I called you, and I haven't told anybody but you, and I know you won't tell it. But I said, tell me whether I get sucked in. If I would agree to seat the state of Mississippi, the regular delegation, and get every vote they got. And then, after I got through with all the Mississippi problems, I said that I could have two delegates at large and just added two to it from the whole convention, none from any individual state, but just recognize them as representatives of housing, of roads, of schools, and everything else. Not connected with Mississippi. No connection.
They're charging down here that they will put delegates at large from this state.
No, hell no. They got no connection, Mississippi. You'll see it tonight.
I knew that.
They're delegates at large from the United States. That's why the state of Mississippi's got no...
The governor told me.
That's why the state of Mississippi...
I watched television tonight, and I've heard them say that they were delegates at large. They wouldn't say where.
They're delegates at large in the United States. They've got no... Mississippi hadn't got but X number of votes, two for each congressman and number of senators. How many votes they got in the convention? How many congressmen and you got? 7, 8?
5, I think.
5 congressmen, that's 10, and you all are 14. You got about 14 votes, I guess.
But I think as far as he's concerned, I don't think anything can be done about it. I don't want to deceive him.
Well, I think, Jim, it can be done because he doesn't want to hurt his state.
I
talked to him, and he'd be fair with his state. It's not hurting you or me,
no.
And it does hurt us, but it hurts his state. There's no reason for him. Let whoever wants to stay there, and that's not any problem. But don't let the delegates from Mississippi say that they're going to say that we're going to have our seats, but we're not going to let anybody else come in
there. They already said it.
No.
It's 8 o'clock up there.
They're talking in the lobby. They're talking in the lobbies, and one damn fool from Louisiana started it all. He jumped up. He came up here to get in trouble, and he jumped up just like a damned old mare, stuck her tail right high up, and started running. And all the governor ought to say to him is, you be damn sure that Mississippi doesn't lose a vote. It's none of your business who else sits in there. If they call on a vote on it, you can vote against them. But then they're going
to tell you another fact that enters this thing. He and Barnett don't like each other.
Well, what the hell's he playing Garnett's game?
And they watch each other.
Yeah. Well, why is he playing Barnett's game? I'm going to play.
Well, I think that there's people in these organizations down here that are raising a lot of hell. And I don't think it's with the mass of the people. I don't think it's that the feeling is there that he thinks is there.
But we got a lot of future in that state, and we got a lot of things there, and all we want him to do is to say that his delegation can be treated right. That's okay, but don't go to saying that that we can't have two at large from the United States, because that's more than he ought to take.
Oh, and he's already said it.
Oh, yeah. Now, his delegation saying they're considering it. They don't know what they're going to do. They're waiting.
All right.
And thank God he's got Doug Wynn, because he's going to be more of the state of Mississippi than anybody except me and you. And
well,
and a time comes when they go to hollering and saying, come Wolf, or you and Doug Wynn and I are going to be there, and the rest of these damn fellows, they're not going to be there. But we're going to have to...
Now, you just... All right, I'll talk to them.
You just say this.
I can't promise you what he's going
to
do.
No, but I know you can do this, Jim. You just say to him this. The president is going...
We're doing the best I can.
All right, the president's going to protect every vote that Mississippi's got in that convention. They're going to sit there. And no freedom man's going to get one vote. And the freedom men are being moved out to the gallery. But you don't have any right to say that all the 50 states can't invite two people to come in there. Now that's going further, by God, than you ought to go if we leave yours in there. Now he's won a victory. His delegation's seated. Every single one of them. And the freedom delegation has not been seated. And they're going home. Yet when I asked two of them to come as guests of the whole 50 states, not a Mississippi, he says, no, I won't let you invite them in your own damn house. Well, now that's stronger than he wants to go. And he don't know it. And he just ought to go that strong.
Well, all right.
Good night.
I'll see what can be done.
Call me, Jim.
Okay.
Call me.
And say, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
It'll be in the morning.
I don't know. No, hell no. This thing's going to be over tonight. I imagine it may already. You just call.
Okay.
Right.